Page 21. Eddie Redmayne's talk.
Really, on this film, I felt like I had to just educate myself on everything. So I went wherever I could, and I try for my own sake when I'm working to make it three-dimensional, to try and just to keep myself enlivened. I have quite short attention spans. So, but otherwise, the most complicated side of it was working out all the documentaries start coming out in the 80s when Stephen became more famous. But by that point, he's in the wheelchair. So what was complicated was finding out how he physically progressed into the wheelchair. And although there's stuff written about that, I had to go and look at photographs, and I would take those photographs to a specialist called Dr. Katie Seidel, and she, by looking at what the hands were doing, Stephen's hands were doing, or his feet, or would help work out what his specific physical decline may have been. Because with motor neuron disease, you have what are called upper neurons and lower neurons. And if your lower neurons stop working, there's a kind of softness and a wilting. And if your upper neurons stop working, there's this rigid quality. And MND is a combination of those two things. But which part of your body has which is completely unique to each patient. So by analyzing the photos, we could try and work out what his specific decline would have been.
Copyright Film 4.